This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The New Year's weekend. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hanlon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. Big plans for you and Carrie on the holiday weekend, Todd. What are you going to be doing?
Oh, chillaxing, and with the wind chill warning that'll be in effect, the chill part will be really easy to do.
Very nice. Very nice. That will be.
How about you?
That will be good. Well, we're going to go up to Grand Forks for a part of the weekend and checking on the family up there. I also have been invited to a fun little New Year's Eve party at the University of Mary. This hilarious invite from the team at U Mary and Monsignor Shea. Monsignor Shea's father, Joe Shea, is turning 70, so he's having a big New Year's Eve bash. And I 6:30 mass, 7:30 dinner and program, 9 o'clock dancing, fireworks at midnight. How does a guy miss this? Huh? Unbelievable. And there's basketball, too. They're playing St. Cloud at the McDowell Activity Center in the afternoon. So a lot to undertake in there at the University of Mary. So I'm adding that to my New Year's Eve wish list and looking forward to taking that in. It'll be kind of fun. Today on the program, we have but one guest. Kirsten Baszler will be here at the bottom of this hour. Kirsten is the North Dakota school superintendent, and she has a couple of things I want to talk with her about. One is there's a new dashboard that we as parents and taxpayers can use. By dashboard, think of it this way. So on your dashboard, on your car, you know how much gas you have, right? You know if your car is cold or hot. You know what the oil pressure is, kind of, you know, speed limit. This, you know, gives you the, tell me what I need to know right there on the dashboard. Well, a dashboard at the Department of Public Instruction is similar. I first heard Governor Burgum talk about dashboards during the campaign, and I was very curious what he meant by that. And he gave me a great explanation in a minute or less. He said, no matter what you're trying to accomplish, a business, a company, a state, a department, whatever, you've got a set of, you know, if you say, these three things will make us better, then you have to constantly know, okay, are we better today than we were yesterday? We're going backwards, we're going forwards, where are we at? And this tool allows you to do that. So it's pretty simple, really. But also in government, pretty rare. So I love this. I really love it. We're going to talk with her about how she picked, you know, the criteria, if you will, the fuel gauge, you know, the heat gauge, the oil pressure, whatever, the speed. How do you pick those? And then how can we watch all that? And then I also want to ask her about a new national study that says fewer North Dakota students are taking part in risky behavior involving underage sex, drinking, tobacco use, and distracted driving. That's good news. But state educators are saying more work is needed as bullying is on the rise, as well as attempted suicides continuing to climb. The number of North Dakota students who said they attempted suicide went from 12% in 2013 to 14% this year. Think about that. I bet you can think of 10 friends of your kids, for instance, your grandkids, right? Who's in their circle? And 1.2, 1.4 of those attempting suicide in a year? So what's the root cause of that? What's happening? So I want to dig into that a little bit, too. It's kind of an alarm bell there. This risk survey, something they do, I think they've got it down pretty good. The National Youth Risk Behavior Survey, Center for Disease Control and Prevention does it. And, you know, it's anonymous. So they answer the questions like that. So we'll talk about that with Kirsten Baszler coming up. It's also Frank Friday. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Frank Friday. What does that mean? One, all of the bumper music will be some Frank as the artiste. I think we have mostly Frank Sinatra Christmas music today, don't we, Nolan? Are you doing any of your Frank Zappa or any goofy stuff, or is it all just the big man, Frank Sinatra today? Got it. Is Todd messing with your system now?
Yeah. You don't know who this is?
He just proved you wrong, Nolan, when you said it was going to be all Frank Sinatra music today.
Right. This is not Frank Sinatra. You're right. Does Nolan know who
Frank,
this is?
Frank Goes to Hollywood, isn't
there
it?
There you go! Ding, 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 ding. Winner, winner.
Oh, the fun we have, ladies and gentlemen. The fun we have. And the other part of Frank Friday is when I ask you what's on your mind, I want you to be frank. Can we be frank? Can we just say what needs to be said? Friday, we sort of just cut through the clutter and go right to frank talk, okay? Frank talk. And I'm going to start with a little frank talk related to something I want to do a bit better in 2018. I won't make this one of these nauseating, you know, New Year's resolution shows, but I'm just going to be frank and tell you something I have not done well in my 53 years that I want to do better. Last year about this time, you remember what I told you I was going to do better, Todd? I was really, and I don't like calling a New Year's resolution because they always die by February. Just like we can all do something.
By January 3rd or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I mean, so.
You're right, they're nauseating. You're absolutely right.
And everybody does them and they list, and I don't, it's just kind of a game. It's just, you know, and everybody's trying to show off and say they're going to do it different. But, you know, in my mind, you can say, what today can I do better than I did last week? This week's going to be better than last week. How? Right? You can always do self-improvement. So last year, if you remember, I said, I really am perplexed with the amount of time I waste. So if I go back and look at a day, you know, how many things in that day were really important and pertinent to whatever I do? Being a dad, being a husband, being a, you know, business owner, partner in a company, a talk show host, radio salesman, whatever it is. How many things did I do that were, you know, targeted specifically to who I am and to get those tasks completed? And how many are just mindless? So I said this to my wife one time last year. I said, no, I get, you know, work 6:30, you have a meal, and then, you know, maybe pop down the couch, you're checking Facebook, you're looking at a couple things. Pretty soon it's 8 o'clock. Well, where'd that hour and a half go? And what did you do in that hour and a half? And she's like, honey, that's called relaxing. You know, that's normal. That isn't like wasting time. That's just, you know, your body recharging a little bit. That's okay. So, you know, I had to kind of find this right. Basically what I said is, in the parameters of when I've got something to do, I'm going to do a better job of just saying, what's the task? Get it done. Boom. Next one. Okay. So that was sort of 2017, and, you know, I got a little bit better, a little bit better. And I want to, you know, get better in 2018. Here's a new one. My favorite Christmas gift this year was a book. It ended up in my stocking, so I think Santa's responsible for this. And usually my wife, Maria, gives him very good counsel. And this is a book by Robert Cardinal Serra. And if you're familiar with the leadership of the Catholic Church, you might have heard of this guy because he's an interesting story. He was born in West Africa, made an archbishop by Pope John Paul II, made a cardinal by Pope Benedict, and then was named something they call the prefect of the Congregation for the Divine Worship and Discipline of the Sacraments by Pope Francis in 2014. Another way of saying he's a big deal, okay? That's just all I'm saying. He's kind of a big deal. And he wrote a book called The Power of Silence. Against the Dictatorship of Noise. I'm going to say that again. Think about that. The book is called The Power of Silence. The subtitle is Against the Dictatorship of Noise. Ask yourself this question. This is what I'm going to ask myself in 2018. How do I find a routine where I can incorporate some silence into my day? Because really, there's not a lot, right? So I'll get up. Ideally, my perfect time to get up, about 5 o'clock. Sometimes I try for 4:30, get more done that way, whatever. And it's kind of quiet early, certainly, but you're getting ready, and then you head to the office, and then people start coming into the office, and then I get behind the microphone, and I'm talking to people, and I get off the air, and we're planning the next day's show, and then it's time to do some, other tasks related to the company and dealing with our fine clients and all that stuff. And then you go home, and your kids, tell you how their day was, and your wife does, and you go to bed. There's no silence in there. There's very little silence. There's very little time to just reflect, especially if you're, the family, and, you don't live alone. This is my 28th, and the reason I say these on the radio is I fully expect somebody to call me about April, 10th and say, so how's that going for you? And I believe you did last year. A couple of people were checking in on the don't waste time thing. But recommend the book. I've not read all of it. I've read enough of it to know I'm just enthralled with what's to come from the book, and hoping to read it 4 or 5 times and then get through my thick head that this is a pretty good idea. So let me give that. There's my Frank Talk. How about yours now? 800-228-0550. Let's go. And what's on your mind?
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick 4 for just 4. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any 2 cookies all day, every day. 4 items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Hi, I'm Carson Wentz. Are you ready to get in the game? Then join my team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. They put me in the game with my custom Olhausen Bison pool table and shuffleboard table. So even when I'm not playing, I'm in the game with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Tell them Carson Wentz sent you and get in the game.
You can have what Carson has, a Bison Olhausen pool table and a Hot Springs Grande hot tub. The best.
I love my Olhausen NDSU Bison pool and shuffleboard table. Do you want to make your game room a winner? Then get an Olhausen Made in America pool table or shuffleboard table from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too.
Did we mention Carson Wentz is a customer at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too? Why aren't you?
I look for the guys at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too for the absolute best ownership experience. Look for the big yellow duck in front of Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. You'll have every day made better with Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. Look for Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2 in West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Frosted window panes, candles gleaming inside, painted candy canes.
There's Frank on a Frank Friday. Lay it on us, folks. 800-228-0550. I got a text with a little Frank Talk for you motorists that are ignoring ambulances. What in the heck just happened in Mandan? Yes, first-hand report in a moment. But first, let's check with CJ at DAC Diesel. CJ, Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you too, Scott.
And so, folks, CJ's here with us regularly to talk about the services they offer at DAC Diesel. Any advice for folks out there looking to make 2018 better?
Yes. It's one of those things that, you know, what a better way to bring in the new year than to have a vehicle that doesn't break down, especially a diesel vehicle. So, you know, if you come down, visit with us, tell us what's going on with your vehicle. We have solutions, you know, and these are permanent solutions. These aren't something that's going to get you by just till 2019. You know, this is a solution, you know, whether you got head gaskets going out, whether, you know, your truck's overheating, you know, whether it's underpowered, not running quite right, you know, all that stuff, you know, we can address and address it, you know, correctly. And then all another thing is with all the cold coming in here, I am a 4+ diesel fuel anti-gel dealer. So I'm the only one in North Dakota. The stuff's made up in Canada. I have tested it thoroughly before, you know, I've actually even started, you know, telling anybody about it. And the stuff is absolutely amazing. If you want to buy some anti-gel and not worry about your truck gelling up on number two diesel, or even your farm tractor gelling up on number two diesel, this stuff is absolutely amazing. And I do guarantee you that if you put it in, you will not gel up with it.
DACDiesel.com to find out more, or give them a call, 701-258-5011, 258-5011. Good chatting with you, CJ. We'll talk with you in 2018, okay?
Sounds good. Thanks, Scott. Have a great new year.
You as well. All right, here's the text I mentioned. Texter says, something for your thoughts. Wednesday afternoon, 3:19 p.m., headed eastbound on the strip in Mandan. I noticed a Metro ambulance headed westbound. I was maybe a half mile away, making provisions to ride in the far right lane headed east. I noticed six vehicles in the westbound lane ahead of the ambulance. Four in the slow lane, two in the left lane. The ambulance headed towards them in full lights and sirens. The ambulance even used their horn when no one pulled over. I noticed the lead car with the driver had a cell phone up by the steering wheel. No one pulled over. No one pulled over. Ambulance had to pass them on the center turning lane. So a little frank talk from this listener who says, shame on you all. Now, I think some people panic and sort of freeze up when they see the lights behind them, but not six vehicles. That's six of them. Not paying attention? The siren's going. How can you not hear it? I don't know what to explain that, but this happened on Wednesday, and the listener's giving them that little tidbit to us for some Frank Friday talk, and I'm with you. Obviously still ticked about it because it doesn't make any sense. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number on What's on Your Mind. Give me some Frank Friday talk. Let's be frank. Let's just be frank. And a nice email from a listener yesterday.
Name the Frank.
We're naming a Frank? Frankie Valley.
Nope.
Gotta be.
No.
Why do fools fall in love? Why do birds sing so gay?
Said to give you some Frank, so.
Why do they fall in love?
Actually, Frankie. Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers. Oh. Guess I should have held out and we could have given a prize to somebody who named it, but I guess I ruined that. But I'll come up with another one.
All right. It's Frank Friday, so lay it on us. The music's Frank, and your comments, we expect to be Frank, too. 258-0550. You can also text Todd or I, Todd at 226-8503, or me at 367-2054. I had a nice email from a listener yesterday that asked me to send a copy of the letter I read. It was actually a paper that our daughter did, and I read it on the air. Ronnie says, I would really appreciate it if you could email a copy of that letter you read on the air that your daughter had written about traveling. how traveling does you more good than being a millionaire, etc. It was so good. I'd like to show it to my kids and grandkids. Thanks a lot. I listen to your show every day. It's really good. Bye for now. So Ronnie, I sent that over to Ronnie. He lives in McCluskey. And it reminded me, this would be a good 2018 thing, too. Again, not to get too resolutionary. Is that a word? Revolutionary would be a word, but what about a resolutionary? And too preachy on the resolution suggestions. But one of the things we did in 2017, first time ever, first time I got in a plane, headed over the big pond, went to Europe, went to Norway. That trip is in the back of my mind every single day. Still, every single day. And our daughter wrote an English paper about it, entitled Travel Makes One Richer. She wrote in part, I got home recently from a two-week-long trip to Norway, and I've never missed something or somewhere so much. The trip there certainly made me so much richer. It made me poorer in the way that I dropped $400 on extremely unnecessary things, like bucket hats or magnets and T-shirts, but the experiences, they taught me more than I could learn at home my entire life. The experiences most definitely made me rich, rich in experience. Meeting third cousins, visiting ancestors' graves, hopping on buses and trains just in the nick of time, perhaps seeing God's beauty in every direction I look, like the midnight sun, and especially in the flowing waterfalls. Experiencing a different culture than my own was in a way humbling and an opportunity I would never miss. So she tells this story in this English paper, and I sort of snuck it and read it on the air one day, you know, a month or so ago. Maybe more. And a listener said, I'll share that with the kids. Here'd be a suggestion for you. In 2018, as you look at how do I spend my hard-earned money? Is it in that, you know, newer model car? Is it in a bigger this or a bigger that or more stuff? Think about travel. Because, yes, it costs money. It's an investment. But the experiences you get from it are pretty amazing. And to bring the kids and have, you know, what I loved about that is we went on a family trip to Norway. I knew it'd be a good experience. I didn't think my daughter would say it changed my life. I now value travel way more than I ever would stuff. Pretty cool. We're not going to go this year. We might go next summer again. But Carol Jubin has got some great tours lined up again. May is the one of them. A couple in July. There's one in June. Just go. I mean, there's nobody better in Norway than Carol Jubin. Nobody better. I'm telling you. Phenomenal. 800-343-0093. Give them a call. Make 2018 the time you do it. I just saw them yesterday. I got room left on some of those summer trips, so give them a ring. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassles. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our Grassy Butte office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
Or online at deltaconstructors.net. Deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all. The Delta.
Jesse here from Precision Concrete Cutters. Rumor has it we don't work during the winter. Not true. Fact is, lack of moisture is a big cause of foundation damage. Can't see it? If your doors and windows won't open or close properly, perhaps the drywall is cracking around them, there's a good chance that you have a foundation problem. Don't wait until spring to fix it. Contact us. Go online to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com. And let Precision Concrete Cutters help you get a jump on spring.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
USA are the good folks that help America feel better and feed us the best cookies on earth. Yeah, their cookies are, I don't know if they managed to find grandma's recipe or what, but it's the best of the best. Those are great cookies you'll find at PetroServe USA. Four specials, that pizza, two cookies, 20-ounce drink, four items for $4. But if you need a snack, stop at a PetroServe USA. Go inside, enjoy the cookies. They're fantastic. At PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Mike in Perham had a question or comment about the ambulance concern we had earlier. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, good morning, Scott. I tell you, as being a city bus driver, I've seen people do that in the city. I've even seen them where they wouldn't pull over for a police car, which had a siren and lights on. And here's one that really takes the cake. I actually observed a person once passing a school bus. The school bus had its arm out. It had the flashers on, the stop sign, and they just drove around it like it was nothing. What in the world is wrong with these people?
Yeah, they're in a hurry. They got somewhere to go, and nobody else matters, I guess. I don't know.
That's weird. Guess so, especially when it comes to children. For heaven's sakes, those kids walk around in front of that bus like that. They're gone.
Yeah, that's a bad one. No doubt about that. The ambulance thing or the fire truck thing, is it just stupidity? I mean, do you not know? I can't believe people intentionally say, well, you know, tough bounce. I got somewhere to go. You're going to have to go around me. I just think they don't know what to do, would be my guess. I don't know. It seems odd. Mike, thanks for the call. Texter says, I'm a truck driver. I see ambulances driving down the interstate all the time. They have full lights going, driving in the left lane, driving 1 or 2 miles an hour over the speed limit. Ridiculous. I'm passing them in the right lane. If they're not on an emergency, they should not be driving with their lights on, or at least move it. All right. Let me hear Frank Friday talk today on What's On Your Mind. Appreciate that. Kirsten Baszler is here, North Dakota State School Superintendent, as advertised. Kirsten, Happy New Year to you. How are you?
Happy New Year to you too, Scott. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about a couple of things. One, the new dashboard tool for parents and taxpayers, and then also a little bit about the National Youth Risk Behavior Survey results. So two topics we want to tackle today. I'll start with the dashboard. And I know I mentioned earlier that this is a simple tool, but one that's pretty unique to government, I think, where you can watch, you know, how your school's doing firsthand. Is this done anywhere else, or are we unique here?
Well, you know, I think we're moving forward in the directions a little more progressively than some other states. But there are dashboards like this available in other states and for other school districts. Not on a statewide average as much, but throughout the nation, there are school districts themselves that have created a dashboard to be very transparent with their parents and with their community. And I think it's important. I think when businesses look at coming into a community or, you know, coming into a state, they want to know what type of school system their employees will have for their children, what type of community it is. So it's a good communication tool for school districts to have. And what we've done is kind of taken it to that level of a state level and said, you know what, we should as a state have an understanding and some knowledge of how all of our schools in the state are doing.
What's the important data? Obviously, you know, what you're doing is putting out data to measure. Is it better this month than it was last month? How do you decide what the important data is to put out there?
That's an excellent question. What we've done is we've interviewed a lot of our stakeholder groups, a lot of our parents, taxpayers, business owners, and said, what is important? What do you want to know about your schools? And so we're including those elements that we've heard from feedback from the public. There are also certain elements that are required to be reported publicly because of state and federal law. Obviously, our test results for our annual state assessment, graduation rates, how well do we do on the nation's report card test, which is known the NAEP test. It's been around since the late 1970s, early 1980s, about how do we compare to how do our students in our state compare to other students in other states. Attendance data is required to be publicly reported. And then, of course, what the enrollment is in student population. New to the new ESSA that replaced No Child Left Behind is some financial transparency that's going to be required. I think that's the most significant thing that is different between the Every Student Succeeds Act and No Child Left Behind. No Child Left Behind, the schools got the money and they said this is exactly what you have to do with it. And now schools are getting money from taxpayer dollars and they're saying you can choose what you want to do with it, but you're going to have to tell us how you're spending it and what type of results you're getting from it. So that will be new to public reporting for the dashboard. We'll be able to see how all of our schools are spending their dollars, what type of programming they're spending their dollars on, what they're paying for salaries, those types of things, and then what kind of results they're getting for that investment of dollars. North Dakota invests $2.3 billion a biennium in funding, just that state funding for K-12 education. And so I think it's important that we as a state agency of the Department of Public Instruction have some sort of transparency and reporting mechanism so we can make sure that everyone that's investing in K-12 understands where their money is going.
Do you find that parents / taxpayers engage with this? I mean, I get there's people that are passionate about it and are watching it, but by and large, you know, one of the saddest things I think is we frequently hear concerns about property taxes amongst the taxpayers. We don't like the fact they go up. The lion's share of property taxes are in education.
Yeah.
And the vast majority of school board meetings I go to are, unless there's some particular issue that's being debated 99% of the time, there's a handful of people there. A very few amount of people that are actually engaging. Is this data? And people are busy. They got jobs. I get that. This is as easy as going to a computer. I mean, are we accessing this info?
Yes. Yes, actually. So our first version of this, our first iteration of this just went live November 30th of this, just, you know, less a month ago, I guess. A month ago tomorrow it will be. And the feedback that I've gotten just via email and telephone calls and on our DPI Facebook pages and our Twitter account have been very, very positive. People are sharing it on their Facebook accounts. They're very grateful for the information that it's so easily accessible, that they can compare their school to the community down the road, how well they're doing. And as I said, this is just the first iteration, so what we have is just the very basic information now that is required. But in February, we'll be adding to this again, and we'll be adding things like our student engagement. We have, we're measuring how engaged are our students, because we all know, you know, all parents and aunts and uncles, we all know students that are, some of them are very, very engaged, some of them are very compliant but not engaged, and some of them aren't engaged at all, and we've kind of lost them. And so we'll have that student engagement. By August of 2019, when our dashboard is fully developed, we will be having information on each school's dashboard about what type of offerings are they having. Are they offering career and technical education courses? Are they offering advanced placement courses? Is there an opportunity for students in that school to earn college credit while they're still in high school? What type of co-curricular and extracurricular opportunities are at that school? So I think as we add to this, and it becomes more informational, and there's more opportunities for a wide variety of information. I anticipate that this is going to be a high traffic site for not just parents, but everyone in the community saying, how's our school doing? You know, are they having that welding class? Are they having a marketing class? You know, what do our kids have opportunities to do in this school? And, you know, if they're people are thinking about moving into North Dakota and they're trying to decide between a Wilton or an Salem, they'll have easy access to say, you know what, my student is really, really involved in FFA. I see New Salem has a great FFA program. I want to go there. So I think just the more information we can provide to our public with the way that we're spending their dollars, it's a good thing. More information to create informed citizens is a good thing.
Pay attention, engage with this data, and you know, engage more than anything. That's the thing folks need to do. How do I find this? I want to find out, you know, my school, where do I get it?
It's actually on the Department of Public Instruction's website, and so that address is www.nd.gov/DPI. And on that page, you will just be able to access under news, you'll be able to, and data, you'll be able to access the dashboard. If you just go to the data tab, you'll be able to see on our right-hand column, there's a ribbon that just says dashboard. You click on there, and you will be able to choose your school district, and have all sorts of information about it. This is part of a larger project, I should mention, Scott, that the name of the site is called North Dakota Insights, and it's a collaborative effort between the Department of Public Instruction, the North Dakota ITD, Information Technology Department, and the North Dakota University System. It's our hope. K-12 education has kind of led the way on this, and it's our data that's up there first, but it really is our hope that we build a statewide access a resource dashboard for all sorts of information about how is the Department of Human Services spending their dollars, what type of services are going on, what some things that people might be interested in being informed on there. The health department, what's the immunization rate? What's the rate of flu? Where are the, you know, high incidence of flus across the state? So this is what we hope to be, a better part of government, so we can really inform our public with access to easy information. So it's a collaborative effort. I think it's a good thing when state agencies work cross and collaboratively with each other, and I hope to do more of it. And, you know, when you say engage, it reminds me of how important it is to have not only our parents and our taxpayers, but even the students themselves and every community member, take a look at these things and inform the Department of Public Instruction, inform me, give me a call, drop me an email, so we can continue to support the things that are important to our students and to our communities, and make sure that we are getting enough support and resources to those areas. And also, the ideas that our public has about how we can improve things, so very valuable as we try and continue on this continuous improvement journey that we're on for our students.
Kirsten Basler, our guest on What's on Your Mind today, talking education in North Carolina, new dashboard data tools for parents and taxpayers to keep tabs on key benchmarks in the schools. I want to also talk to you about, and by the way, if you have a question or comment for Kirsten, it's certainly welcome at 800-228-0550, the local number 258-0550, or shoot me a text 367-2054 or Todd at 226-8503. You can also email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Kirsten will be here for one more segment. We'll come back and talk about the number of North Dakota students who say they attempted suicide. That number went up from 12% in 2013 to 14%. So, you know, a little over 1 in 10, according to the National Youth Risk Behavior Survey. I actually think there's one other stat in here that was more alarming to me, and that was a sense of hopelessness, which obviously would probably connect to the attempt of suicide, but, you know, a high number there as well. What does that tell us? What can we do about it? We're going to talk about that when we come back with Kirsten Basler on What's on Your Mind. Your questions, comments, welcome. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This Safety Minute features Don Mosman, NDSC Training Director, discussing how individuals can prepare themselves for an active shooter scenario.
You need to be prepared, and it starts with knowing what run, hide, fight means. The Department of Homeland Security wants your first thought to be to get away or to get out of the line of fire. Step two is if you can't get away and get out of the line of fire immediately, then hide in a secure location where you are protected from that fire. And then step three is fight. And that means that if somehow, some way, the shooter gets access to where you are, then you need to be prepared to fight the shooter. And that's a personal decision that each human being faced in that situation will have to make.
Get the training you need to prepare yourself for an active shooter. Visit www.ndsc.org for a list of courses near you. That's ndsc.org.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon, or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
I love those J-I-N-G-L-E bells.
Just when you thought you heard every single Christmas song.
There you go. Frank Friday.
I have to admit, I haven't heard that one.
Well, I've been before the top of the hour. Todd, wow. The radio god Mitchell, is on the mend thanks to the Stem Cell Health Institute. Tell me more, sir.
Well, you know, he pretty much had to go out of the country to have this kind of stuff done. They're doing it in North Dakota now. And they have free seminars on regenerative medicine. If you've got any kind of pain in your knee, lower back, neck, shoulders, hips, joint pain, stop. Listen, Stem Cell Health Institute has come to North Dakota. Get signed up at 1-888-973-1560. And you can visit stemcelltherapyforpain.com. 1-888-973-1560. stemcelltherapyforpain.com. Start the new year without that chronic pain.
We are chatting with Kirsten Basler, State Superintendent of Public Instruction, and we had a call that came in during the break. Roll that, Todd.
Could they add information on there on what textbooks and who the authors of those textbooks are so we can see what kind of ideas and philosophies are being taught? This is a key part that constantly gets overlooked. Would encourage that. Thank you much.
So that,
what about that idea?
You know, actually, I like that idea. That's an excellent idea. And those, that's why it's important for us to have information out there about this so we can get suggestions and make sure that we're putting information up on this dashboard that people want to know and are interested in, and if we're missing something to be able to add to that. So local textbooks are purchased strictly at a local level. School districts, school boards, school superintendents and principals and teachers make all of those decisions for each individual district in our state. But you know, that's something that we could add to. I don't know if we could. It would. I mean, the school districts would be responsible for making sure that it was on their website, but I'm not sure that there wouldn't be a way for us to link to that school district's website and have a list of those resources. If those are things that our public wants to know, I know that our school districts will want to make that publicly available. There is a requirement by state law that says that a school district must make available to any person the textbooks for review and all of the curriculum that they use in their school district. Most often they're available at the, you know, at the central office or at the district office, but in this age of technology where people are wanting to access information from their computer or their phone or wherever, whatever device they might be using, it does make sense for us to have a list of resources. So as I said, this is a growing dashboard. It's a project that will continually be improved and added to, and so I appreciate that caller's suggestion, and I will take that to the team to see what timeline how we might be able to accomplish that.
In our remaining minutes, I wanted to ask you about this survey that is so well-regarded, taken nationally, and gives us some alarming numbers on North Dakota students related to the feelings of hopelessness, bullying, and attempted suicide all up, and by any measure, alarming. What do you make of this? Why is this happening?
You know, it is not something that I'm surprised by. I'm saddened by it, but my last 5 years as a state superintendent, as I visit with students across the state, and particularly my student cabinet, the student cabinet that meets with me quarterly on policies and suggestions for a K-12 system, I hear this consistently. I hear that bullying is up. I hear that the policies are the way that the mechanisms in our schools that are, that the way that they're occurring, that it isn't helpful. They're not feeling as supported as they want to be. Whether, you know, our schools are struggling trying to figure out how to manage that. But I do think that we can no longer ignore the fact that this is increasing. It's the only areas that have increased. All of the other areas, I'm so pleased that we have decreases in texting while driving, decreases in smoking and in drinking and binge drinking. All of those have decreased. But when we have bullying that's up, feelings of hopelessness that are up, and suicide attempts that are up, that's something that we need to address as a state and come together as a state. It's a complex issue. You know, mental health, behavioral health, bullying, it's, you know, we have to decide as a state what our culture is, and we have to do that together, both at home, in our communities, and at our schools. So I think the most important thing that we need to take away from this is we can't just ignore it and accept the fact that it's increasing. It's time. This is our call to action, and we really would be, I believe, you know, irresponsible if we as adults don't make sure that our students are feeling healthy and safe, especially at school where they spend two-thirds of their day. So I think it's I'm hopeful that I'm already having conversations with the Department of Human Services, Chris Jones, Pam Sagnus over there. We're having conversations about how we can assist our students, but it can't all just occur in our schools. We have work that we can do to improve in our schools, and I'm working with some of our school districts right now to think about what the options are and what our school boards might be able to do to improve their policies or improve their reporting mechanisms. But I hope that as a state we recognize how important this is.
I do, too. It seems to me that so when you've got 3 in 10 high school students talking about feelings of hopelessness, when you have 1 in 10 attempting suicide, not thinking about it, attempting it in a year. These are alarming numbers in a real crisis. I'm going to leave you with one piece of feedback about a texter. Says, I'm married to a 10-plus-year teacher, love the dashboard, but we need it for the school board and administrators as well. They seem to cut funding where needed and spend money on things that don't seem to be a priority. working at the same school the whole time. No school board member has ever called her to see how it's going or what she needs, etc. She said these same things that the... She hears the same things from cooks, bus drivers, janitors. Seems to be a problem in most schools. I wish they had a report card for parents. Grade the school 1 to 10, 20 or so simple questions. So a little more feedback on the dashboard idea.
Yeah, wonderful. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you. Happy New Year. We'll talk again soon, okay?
Talk again soon. Bye-bye.
Kirsten Baszler, the state school superintendent, leads the Department of Public Instruction in North Dakota. Back to more of your calls after this break. Frank Fry.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.